Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
The story dominating the papers here at home this morning is the case of Irishman Jason Corbett. Corbett family shocked over US retrial is the Examiner's headline. The Irish Times leads this morning with Corbett murder case set for retrial. Yesterday, it was announced that a retrial has been ordered in America. This is of father and daughter for the murder of Irishman Jason Corbett. Now, Tom and Molly Martins killed the Limerick dad of two at his home in North Carolina in August 2015. They were convicted of second-degree murder in 2017. Yesterday, the retrial was ordered over issues with their self-defence plea. And quoted in the front of the Irish Times this morning, Tracy Corbett Lynch, who's Mr. Corbett's sister, and raising his children in Limerick, said the court's decision had come as a shock. We've tried so hard to move forward as a family to create a new normal. We are all just heartbroken. There's more details of that interview with Tracy Corbett Lynch on the front of the Irish Times, and also family members quoted on the front of the Irish Examiner too this morning. That story dominates the Star and the Herald too today, and that's a story you'll be hearing more about on here on News Talk after 7 this morning. The other story, though, dominating the papers, no major surprise, is of course last night's election debate between Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Mary Lou McDonald. Did you watch it? We want to hear from you. What's your view? The Irish Times headline this morning: Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil target Sinn Féin economic policies. The Irish Examiner leads today: Varadkar, McDonald and Sinn Féin are soft on crime is their headline. We will have further analysis of the debate here on Breakfast Briefing in around 10 minutes time. But the Irish Independence lead story caught my eye this morning. The election hasn't even taken place yet. Their headline: Noonan backing Donoghue to become Fine Gael leader. Philip Ryan and Kevin Doyle writing this morning that the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, is an ideal candidate for the leadership of Fine Gael. This is according to his predecessor, Michael Noonan, and he made the comments in a highly unusual pre-election intervention. Pressure mounting on Leo Varadkar over his party's campaign strategy. Michael Noonan claims it was an open secret he wanted Pascal Donoghue to replace Enda Kenny as leader back in 2017. But speaking on the Independence Floating Voter podcast, Michael Noonan also added that he has no doubt at all that the Dublin Central TD will someday be the leader of Fine Gael. Although Michael Noonan praised the Taoiseach's performance, his comments made while sitting alongside Pascal Donoghue will raise eyebrows within Fine Gael circles. More on that interview, front page of the Irish Independent this morning, and also the paper, all of the broadsheets today have a sort of a head-to-head how the leaders fared out during last night's RTE leaders debate. The Independent have a breakdown, everything from their style, substance, best moment, worst moment, and a score rating. We will bring you our own analysis here on the show, as I mentioned, at 20 past 6 this morning. Quick look at some of the tabloids today. The Daily Mail's headline: Law and Order haunts Mary Lou. The Sun leading this morning with an ongoing court case, and the Mirror goes today with a polling is their headline in relation to an election blunder. More on that story front page of the Mirror this morning. But the story that caught my eye today is the front page and inside of the Irish Examiner. Unruly college students hit with €11,000 in fines. Owen English in the Examiner writing this morning that students of UCC have paid almost €11,000 in fines as part of a new crackdown on antisocial behaviour. And this new approach, it involves university authorities and the students, and it's also seen the number of complaints from the public about antisocial behaviour linked to UCC's Rag Week and their Freshers Week events drop over the past 2 years. Now, this news emerged during a meeting of the Cork City Joint Policing Committee, where details of this UCC's Campus Watch scheme were outlined. And Gary Mulcahy, who's a UCC Student Services and Community Relations Officer, briefed the JPC members on how his office has been working with students to address the problem of student-related antisocial behaviour in and around the university area since 2018. He said that a 10-point standards of conduct charter was introduced for students, including that the university is not brought into disrepute, and that they also show respect for local residents and members of the public. They developed a three strikes resolution process. It was introduced for students accused of breaches of the standards. Stage one was an informal resolution process providing for a warning or a €50 charitable contribution. Stage two, a formal resolution process including a €1,000 fine or up to a €1,000 fine. But stage three, the final stage, deals with students on their third strike or with more serious alleged breaches and involves decision by senior academics. The outcome can include fines of up to €5,000 or expulsion from the university. We want to hear from you this morning. What do you make of that as a way to deal with student-related antisocial behaviour? I have to say, I think if there's one sure way to impact student behaviour, it's to hit the pocket. Three strikes and good luck. We want to hear from you. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be hearing about this morning, the election in Tipperary. Legal consultations to see if voting can go ahead on Saturday. This is the Office of the Attorney General has been examining if the postponement of the vote in Tipperary until the possible date of Saturday, February 29th, could be deemed unconstitutional. This decision to put back the holding of the election in Tipperary was announced on Monday following the sudden death of independent candidate Maurice Skeehan there. A spokesperson for the Department of Local Government confirmed last night that the Attorney General, Seamus Wolfe, had been examining various legal issues relating to the general election, which arose following Ms. Skeehan's death. And it's understood the Attorney General is concerned that the result of the general election in the other 38 constituencies could face a legal challenge if the Tipperary vote was not held on the same date. You'll be hearing more about that story too today. The other story you'll be hearing much more about this morning, or certainly later today, is the creche protest. Hundreds of childcare facilities are going to shut today. Thousands of staff and parents, they're all taking part in this day of protest, and it's over pay and conditions. About 10,000 workers, parents, providers will take part in the march that's due to leave Parnell Square in Dublin, 12:15 this afternoon, and finish at government buildings. And it's the Together for Early Years Alliance. So underfunding in the sector has just reached crisis point. It's resulting in poorly paid staff and unsustainable services. That's a story that'll dominate later. If you're affected by the protest, let us know. We want to know, do you support the action today by childcare providers? To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be hearing about this morning, Dublin's temperature to rise by just over 1 degree by 2050. This is according to a new study, and it's found that Dublin is predicted to have one of the lowest changes in temperature in global cities due to climate change by just over 1 degree by 2050. And the findings are contained in a study carried out by the apartment rentals platform nestpick.com, which provides or predicts the capital will have a temperature rise of 1.3 by 2050. The report said the annual temperature in the capital between 1970 in 2000 of 10.2 degrees will rise to 11.5 by 2050. And this index analyses data on potential temperature shifts, water shortages, and also rising sea levels of 85 cities around the globe in the next 30 years. For instance, London was in seventh place in terms of this is the city named the highest risk of flooding was Amsterdam. In London was in seventh place out of 85 cities, Belfast at 11 and Dublin at 13 when it came to the risk of flooding. More on that story, page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also, staying in Dublin, crimes more likely to go unsolved in the capital. Things like burglaries, robberies and thefts are more likely to go unsolved in the greater Dublin region than in other parts of the country. For instance, while Kerry has the best detection rates in the country, this is figures obtained from the CSO outline fairly sharp contrasts in the success rates by Gardaí and 28 divisions in solving crimes, both by area and by the type of offence during 2018. Gardaí and Kerry had the best detection rates in the Republic for the three categories of crime, burglary, theft and public order offences. Cavan Monaghan Division had the best record for solving cases of threats and assaults, as well as criminal damage offences. And more on that CSO breakdown, page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Another interesting story just caught my eye in the Independent, page 14 today of the paper. Trinity breakthrough gives hope to MS sufferers. This is new research that's been carried out at Trinity College Dublin. MS sufferers have been given hope of a targeted, effective treatment thanks to this landmark discovery. The researchers have highlighted the potentially critical importance of a specific immune molecule in the development of autoimmune diseases such as MS and even rheumatoid arthritis as well, and psoriasis. And they identified this molecule dubbed the IL-17, now expected to play a central role in the development of targeted diseases or treatment for the diseases. And the research team under the experimental immunology expert Professor Kingston Mills and Dr. Aoife McGinley, both of TCD's Biochemistry and Immunology School, published their groundbreaking findings in the science journal Immunity. More on that story, page 14 of the Irish Independent today. We'll just take one final story. Though wallets take cashless hit. This is page 12 of the Mirror this morning. 1 in 14 people say they no longer carry a wallet. 1 in 5 said if they were to look inside theirs, it wouldn't have any cash in it. Contactless cards and mobile payment apps mean many people are now less reliant on cash. Those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.